Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire broadcast is for April 29th, 2023. We're going to talk about an age-old problem. I mean, it is an age-old problem with students. I can never answer it enough, evidently. I didn't know that this would be the crux of my teachings for a long, long time. And it is. It's a little frustrating for me at times because I can't explain it any better than the way I explain it, and it annoys me that I can't. But here it is. Here's the question. And this comes from Randy in Colorado. He lets me know where he lives. That's cute. I'm appreciative of that. How do I make my thoughts go away? And he talks about the difficulty of his meditation practice, which I can assure you most people find very difficult. And how does how can he enhance it? So I have so many things to say about this. I'll just get right into it. Meditation is not a project. It's not a hobby. It's not a skill or anything like that. Meditation is a practice. And this practice has to be realized by a part of us that does not like the practice, does not want to go into the practice, does not assume that the practice is anything more than what it just is, the practice. And it is the practice of silence. So if I go into meditation with the idea of trying to achieve silence, if I go into meditation with the idea of trying to be spiritual or to find answers, things like that, I will make my practice very difficult because what I do is I bring about my ego, my body, my mind. I bring about everything that is Gregory. And that makes it very difficult, if not impossible, to practice silence in. You have to be very careful, very, very careful. Something that most people are not. They're not careful. They're not diligent. When you go into doing anything, there is always typically a motive, something you want to achieve, something you want to have happen that you think will be the product of your efforts. And in meditation, that does not work. Randy, you go into meditation because you can. Not to get, as you put in your email, enlightenment. Not to get inner peace, as you put in your email. We're not in the effort of getting when we're meditating. In fact, that's true even in our living. We shouldn't be in the getting because when we do, we betray our heart. And meditation has a great deal to do with the state of the heart. I cannot emphasize this enough. I really can't. But typically, I run up against this issue, this problem, with all of my students, no matter how many years they have practiced with me, no matter how many retreats and workshops and meditations I've given to them, they still don't get it. They sit down and they think, I'm going to get it this time. This now I'm going to just do it. And their minds, when they do that, start rolling with thoughts, all sorts of crazy thoughts. Thoughts about their past, their future, their worries, their anticipations, all of that. Constantly in the flow of thoughts. You are never going to get rid of them, Randy. You must understand. They don't go away. What you can do, if you're wise, is you will be passive towards them. When I was teaching formally, I would teach the congregation, if you were as passive towards your thoughts as you are what I'm trying to teach you here, you would be awakened by now. But they weren't. They used to giggle. Well, we're not going to do that. Because people like their thoughts. It entertains them. It brings them into their emotions. People like their emotions. they can't live without them. Millennials and women especially like to call them their passions. And that's the kind of stuff that makes the world the way it is, with a bunch of people that have agendas that have to do with what they want and what they think is right and proper and better and good. And then the flow of thoughts that come out of that, it's just like, you know, making kids. You have your baby machine in your brain, and it's constantly making children. And they just come out of our minds, and it's amazing if you sit back and just watch your mind. Here's something you can do. I used to do this, Randy, with my beginning students. Sit in front of a mirror. Stare into your eyes, put a pad and paper in your lap, and don't look at it, and just write down every single thought that crosses your mind. Every single thought. Don't edit them. Don't look down at the paper. Don't read them. Just look into your eyes and write down every single thought that passes through your mind. When you get done, and you do this for about a week, for about 5 minutes or so, if you can stand it, you will see the diary of a mad person, a crazy person. And that's something that most people don't want to see. You expose your thoughts by writing them down. This is why a lot of the things I do with my students has to do with journal work. They have to work on their consciousness, their lack thereof, I should say. And then they have to write down what the results are. And I give them various exercises to do to help them with that. So it's not going to go away, dude. It's just not. And if you get caught up in these thoughts, you've got to ask yourself, why? Why do certain thoughts propel me into more thinking, annoy me, distract me, cause me to go into conflict? Why? Why do I do this to myself? And you will see your thoughts think themselves. That's what you will discover. And the more you realize that your thoughts think themselves, the more you will understand the meaning and the significance of the necessity for silence. The offsprings of Gregory Penn's mind, my own mind as a human being, is not good. It does not promote kindness and the willingness to see things from a higher point of view. Not at all. So you have to learn, Randy, to be passive. Do the little exercise I gave you with the mirror, if you can. And I think you will find your ego will resist this at all levels. You will find your ego will want to try to confuse the issue. Oh, don't do that. You don't need to do that. That's embarrassing. You know, what if people knew, you know, blah, 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 how crazy you really are. You will start to realize insanity and what the state of your insanity is, which will be your worries, your fears, the state of your mind. And the state of a person's mind is a very important thing. The problem with it is that the state of the average person's mind is so hectic and convoluted that they can't really nail it. They can't really decipher what's going on. And that works in the ego's favor. That way it can't be discovered and it becomes a moot point. Most people are not interested in being passive towards their thoughts. Their thoughts entertain them. Their thoughts delight them. Their thoughts are drama. Their thoughts create all sorts of scenarios of right and wrong, good and bad. It props up the ego. It makes the emperor of all malice more important than it really should be, the emotions. And that's why people don't meditate. They can't meditate because they are so enamored, engrossed in their own thoughts that it makes it impossible. Now, this is a practice, Randy. You have to understand that this is not an event that you try to achieve, like a goal, like running 5 miles or whatever. This is something you practice quietly, continually, even in your waking days when you're not sitting formally, just to be, shall we say, passive towards your thoughts and to resist trying to be right all the time. That's a big one. Anyway, I hope that helps you, Randy, and thank you for your kind words and your honesty. I deeply appreciate it, and I hope that this program helped you. I want to thank all of you for listening. We'll be back on the air next week. Please forgive me. Namaste.